who's a workaholic and someone who loves music, it was kind of daunting. I've always considered myself a workaholic. We started chatting, and I was like, what the hell are you doing? The way I work, I have to turn myself upside down and hang myself by my ankles and wring myself out like a wet sweater. And I have to do that with other people, too, because I think that's where something good comes out. For Elton, I think he is accustomed to, you know, working with someone that maybe they're trying to tug some emotional heartstrings if they're a rock band. So it's like, come in and play a piano on this ballad. And when he came in with us, it was like, no, we're going to track a rock song live. He got really excited, and so much so that he came back, he was like, I want to come back and sing. I can go. Having Alex Turner or Jake Shears or playing with Dave, these are people that are friends, and so it's a great way to see them, and you're talking about three different workaholics right there. When everyone's busy, sometimes the best way to see them is, hey, will you come over and lay a vocal down?
Does it involve a little bit of letting go as well?
Yeah, like you have to step out of your normal uniform and trust someone else.
Well, Alex, it's a really interesting collaboration, and you're from such different places kind of geographically, but clearly there's something musically that you really bond over.
There's really something that has little to do with geography and a lot to do with a certain mentality. And I think Alex is one of the most talented songwriters and lyric writers that is out there. If I'd have grown up in Sheffield, I'd have hung up with Alex.
Your pastimes consisted of the strange and twisted and deranged, and I loved that little game you had called Crying Lightning.
And Dave Grohl as well, he's somebody that you've known for a long time. What is great about working with him?
I have a wonderful time, and we laugh the whole time. Dave will play something as a joke that's ridiculous, and it's something that shouldn't be put in a song. And then just to make it funny, I'll take it and say, no, you're going to do that exact thing, but you're going to do it for a minute and a half straight. And the sort of ridiculousness of something like that translates musically really well sometimes. And also, he's one of the best drummers of all time.
Nick Oliveri back as well. What does he bring to Queens of the Stone Age?
Nick and I parted ways 8 years ago, but 3 months after we parted, we were seeing each other socially because we're friends. And I think that's what people couldn't understand. He made his record at my studio, and he wanted to drop off some vinyls. And he jokingly said, do you need any background vocals? And I said, actually, I do.